This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States recorded 55,000 new coronavirus cases in 24 hours Wednesday, a tally by Johns Hopkins University showed, bringing its total to more than 3 million recorded infections since the pandemic began. Several states have been forced to suspend their reopening processes or even reverse course, with some ordering bars to close again. Nearly 12 million people around the world have been infected. Worldwide, more than 547,000 people have died from the virus, while the number of deaths in the U.S. stands at more than 132,000. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will issue new school reopening guidelines. This after U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the Federal Health Agency's original recommendations as impractical, tough, and expensive. The head of the CDC later said the guidelines were not requirements. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told reporters Wednesday the CDC would update its guidelines for safely reopening schools. It plans to announce the new recommendations next week. Meanwhile, President Trump demands schools reopen this fall despite coronavirus concerns by many. He's even threatening federal action against those that stay closed. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Yesterday, the president insisted students need to be back in classes.
It's time to do it.
This morning, he tweets, may cut off funding if not open, without immediately saying what funding he'd cut off or under what authority. The president's been saying without evidence, Democrats are keeping schools closed to score political points before the election and not because of virus risks. He's arguing nations like Germany and Norway have reopened schools with no problems. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The coronavirus crisis has prompted Japan to ease regulations on remote medical treatment, creating an opening for such tech companies and offering a glimpse of the future of healthcare in the world's most rapidly aging society. As coronavirus cases spiked in April, Japan temporarily eased restrictions on remote medical care, allowing doctors to conduct first-time visits online or by telephone, and expanding the number of illnesses that can be treated remotely. The changes mark a potential shakeup in one of the world's biggest medical markets, which has lagged countries like Australia, China, and the United States in telemedicine. The reforms could also help Japan grapple with both a skyrocketing healthcare burden and few doctors in rural areas. The White House CEO dinner Wednesday evening with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador and his delegation had some notable absences among corporate invitees, one because of a positive coronavirus test. The American Farm Bureau president tested positive for COVID-19 Wednesday morning and did not attend the dinner. This is the most prominent state-level social event hosted by the Trump administration since coronavirus lockdowns began in March. After a meeting between the two leaders earlier in the day, President Trump said the trade agreement helps all three countries.
It's the largest, fairest, and most advanced trade deal ever reached by any country, and it will bring enormous prosperity to both American and Mexican workers and Canada.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement deal updates the 1990s North American trade agreement and was a major policy push of President Trump. The pact includes new laws related to intellectual property protection, the internet, currencies, investment, and state-owned enterprises. While President López Obrador was making his official visit to the United States, the fugitive ex-governor of the Mexican state of Chihuahua, Cesar Duarte, has been arrested in the U.S. on corruption charges. That, according to Mexico State Prosecutor's Office, Duarte is being held in the southern U.S. city of Miami, Florida, for extradition purposes. A Russian bid to get the United Nations to reduce cross-border humanitarian aid to war-torn Syria was voted down by the Security Council Wednesday, an official said. Russia needed 9 votes and no veto from a permanent member of the council to get its resolution passed, but received only 4 votes, announced the president of the Security Council. He said 7 countries voted against it and 4 abstained. Kosovo President Hashim Thaçi said Wednesday he would be interviewed next week in The Hague by prosecutors who have accused him of war crimes.